Welcome to Sounds Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm good. So awesome. I'm here with Tim Payton. You are the manager of Terrapin Station.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. May you explain what that position is?
Yeah. Well, Terrapin Station is a record store here on the south side of town. I do orders every week for the music and the other accessories we have in there. We have live music in there, so I book a lot of live music. I'm in charge of that up there and been there quite a while, and I love it. I love it up there.
Record store day is Saturday, correct?
Yep, one of our favorite days.
Yeah, how excited are you about it?
I am very excited. It's a crucial thing for a store like ours. It's honestly, we've made the joke the past few years that it's better than Christmas, and I think the last couple years, if not better, just as good as Christmas business-wise for us. It's awesome.
What's going to be going on at the event?
Well, we're going to, I think we usually open at 10:30, but on record store day, we're going to open at 10 a.m., and we're going to have lots of exclusive releases from the record store day company. Exclusive as in, like, you know, some of this stuff, there's only like 2,000 copies. Some of it just like 500 to 1,000 copies. We get people that drive from Nashville, Cincinnati, Louisville, Memphis that come and try to get a copy of it. It's all first come, first serve. We can't hold any of these items for anybody. That's in the contract that we have to sign for this.
How many record store days has Terrapin Station done?
We've done every single one of them.
Wow.
but that being said, you know, starting, I think in 2007 was the first one, we only had like 5 to 10 releases because there weren't a whole lot of them and there it wasn't really an established thing yet. The media, you know, because this is one of the record store days important because it is picked up by mainstream media. Like it's, you know, it reminds people that we exist, you know, record stores still exist and they're important.
How much has it changed over the past 11 years, considering, you know, the corporate influence that now takes
quite a
precedence
bit? It's, you know, it's changed just getting the word out. There's a lot more people that are interested. We have people, like I said, so we can't earlier I said that we can't hold anything, any of these items. So that means that we get people, you know, we're starting to get calls now every day. People saying, are you going to get this in? You're going to get that in? People calling from other, you know, 2 or 3 hours away trying to come and get it.
What releases are you looking forward to this year?
My favorite releases every year for Record Store Day are the like compilations that they put out of like old lost music, lost in quotations I'm doing here. Just, you know, stuff like say from the 60s, 70s from all over the world that has not been heard in many years. Some of it never released. They put out compilations of this stuff. You know, they do like lost tracks of like old country music, world music, like weird pockets of like Midwestern rock and roll, and that's my favorite stuff because it's so good and you're not going to hear it otherwise usually.
I know we discussed earlier that you had to sign a contract when you obtain these records,
right.
But how do a lot of, I know a lot of these records, they tend to somehow they make their way on eBay like the day before. How does that occur?
People just not following the rules pretty much. For the most part, though, I think a lot of – they're very serious about it. The Record Store Day company, they send you lots of warnings. Like, you can't – you know, once you get the list, they even say, like, if we see that you put any of this on, like, social media, you are out. And they'll give examples of, like, here's a store that released their list for Record Store Day and they shouldn't have done it. And, you know, they're, and that's their way of trying to combat, like you said, people trying to come in and buy – you know, everything you have and then sell it on eBay for $200 more. And people do it all the time, but they are making it harder.
Do CDs still have a major part of Record Store Day?
For Record Store Day, not really. Mm. I think this year there might be 2 or 3 as opposed to everything else is vinyl. I think there are 2 or 3 CDs, but used CDs, there is still quite a market for used CDs. People come, we sell those often. But on Record Store Day, it's all about the records, as is in the name there. But yeah, on all of our used items, we do like 15% off on all the used items in the store. You know, used LPs and CDs and DVDs and books and all that. So
I know vinyl's comeback has been surging since 2008, I believe. Yeah. So was there a time where there weren't as many records, and maybe you had a more greater focus on CDs?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've worked there quite a while now. When I first started working there, which would have been probably like the mid-aughts, so a good while ago.
So you're a Terrapin veteran.
I'm a Terrapin veteran. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, when I first started working there, we had maybe a small selection of vinyl. I mean, we're talking just a few. And slowly over time, just watching it grow has been great. It's been a lot of fun too. But that's what we all wanted to happen.
Well, with vinyl making its resurgence, is the CD obsolete in any way?
to some people, but I don't think it's obsolete yet. But yeah, to some people, it is. You know, there are some people that come in and buy records and say that they've told me they're never going to buy a CD again. And it's hard to argue with that when, you know, you pay for a record. And a lot of times in the new records, most of them come with a download code. So you can download the whole album. And then if you want, you can burn yourself a CD, or what a lot of people do, you know, put it on your phone or just iPod, whatever, your MP3 player. It's hard to argue with that when you're getting the record and a download code. And every now and again, it will actually come with the CD of the album as well.
I've got a few of those, mm-hmm. and I was always mm-hmm. kind of like, well, what's the point of selling the CD by itself? You're just going to ship it with the record.
it is going to be a little more expensive, not too much for the record, but I think you're getting the best bang for your buck when you're buying a record. If you're going to buy a CD, if you're going to pay, you know, $10 to $15 for a new CD, average price, and then you hear the quality when you stream it, and you can't tell the difference.
That's
frustrating. But when you have a good system and a decent turntable, I mean, even the cheapest turntable, I think, is going to sound better than a CD or streaming. I believe that. Yeah.
A lot of average music listeners, I don't think, really would note the differences between all the three. How would you describe the main differences between MP3, CD, and vinyl, the listening experience as well as the audio quality?
To me, when you're putting on a record, I would compare that to, at least for me, it's more of like reading a book or watching a movie. When you sit down and put on a record, you're fully immersed in it. You're hearing exactly what the artist wants you to hear that made that record. As far as the sound quality, there's just, you know, it's all touch. It's not code. It's not ones and zeros like with, you know, a CD or with MP3s. It's all touch. It's analog, and there is a warmth to it. There's a low end there, especially with like bass and drums. And I have also, you know, I play in bands as well, and we have recorded digitally, and we have also recorded to analog tape. And especially for something like the low end, like the bass and the drums, I mean, you can't replicate the sound you're going to get on vinyl. Try as hard as you may, I believe you can't replicate the sound you're going to get on vinyl from especially something like drums and bass in particular. Now with CDs and streaming. Okay, so here's, not to break away too far from your question.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, I listen to, and this, there, we have quite a few customers that I think feel this way too. I listen to vinyl. I still listen to CDs. I love cassettes. I also stream music. I do it all. You know.
Oh, I do too. I bought a cassette like a month ago, and I'm like, you know, it's crazy how mm-hmm. all these. I don't want to like harp on vinyl, but you could argue that's an archaic mm-hmm. form of media. It's just weird how like all these different forms of media are making resurgences. I mean, even VHS tapes. I know people still release VHS tapes.
You know, the thing about each of these, there are things you can't, there are pros and cons to, there are pros and cons to everything in life.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So especially in this, you know, there are pros and cons with LPs, with CDs, with tapes, with any form of physical media or with streaming, you know, like, you know, you can't put a record in in your car. You can't.
Well, there are
you're
a few.
Right. Okay, you're right.
There are ways.
You got me there. There are ways, but they make it very difficult to, you have to really go out of your way. I think I saw that, what was that on that old MTV show, something where they would turn.
Is it Pin My Ride?
Yeah, and somebody wanted a turntable installed in their car, and I was like, man, how are you going to go over speed bumps?
How are you going to drive around Murray with a record player in your car?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much for joining me. Record Store Day is Saturday, April 21st, correct?
That's right. Saturday, April 21st. We will open at 10 a.m. sharp. Usually we have some folks that will get there as early as, you know, 5 or 6 a.m. and just kind of hang out and if there's something that you see for Record Store Day. Also, I should note that if you follow us on Facebook, probably 3 or 4 days before the 21st, we will release a list of the things that we will have available.
This is Corey Sharber here at WKMS with Tim Payton, Terrapin Station, signing out. Thank you very much.
Thanks.